past few weeks, we have been having a constant theme running through many of the readings. And at the risk of sounding like a broken record, or in this day and age, maybe a scratch CD, it is very appropriate that this topic be carried on through our celebration of the Ascension, and most of all, importantly, Mother's Day. So you may be asking yourself, how does the Ascension and Mother's Day have in common? A premise of our readings the last several weeks has been one of love. And what can be more endearing than a mother's love? Motherhood is a calling of the highest order. Can any other relationship ever replace a mother's love? We have all experienced this love, for we all have a mother. Our concept of a mother's love is generally based upon one of a blood relationship. For example, mother and son, or daughter and mother. And there's a uniqueness in this bond that the child has been conceived by the mother herself, so that the offspring is truly a result of the mother's love. Blood relationship is strong, but an emotional bond between a birth or adopted mother is far more powerful. The thought of this child relying on their parents, especially the mother, for everything is a responsibility that can be fulfilled best by the help of others, especially with the help of God. Children become a joy and are not a burden to their mothers, and in turn, they learn how to emulate this love to others. We all need this type of love to thrive. We all can see how the love touches others through the lives through the life-giving powers of nurturing, compassion, consoling, calming, and encouragement. And it is essential for mothers to realize that the love and the guidance and influence that they provide their children are distinct and valuable. We see mothers every day giving their all for the well-being of their children, teaching and advising them on how to develop into that person that God wants them to be. But Jesus tells us that this is not a complete picture of a mother's love. One aspect of Mary's life, as particular meaning and inspiration for many mothers, is the suffering that she endured throughout Jesus' life, and especially during his passion. This is revealed when Jesus gives us his mother at the crucifixion. Seeing the mother there and the other disciple whom he loved, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, there is your son." And in turn, he said to his disciple, "There is your mother." And from that hour onward, the disciple took her into his care. We as children are great beneficiaries of this love. And Jesus, although he was God, was no exception. He also was a beneficiary of his mother's love. Our mothers, like Mary, suffered many sorrows through their daily lives, but there are also many joys. Mothers like Mary give everything they possess out of sheer love. Through this giving of everything, does that mean that there's nothing left? By no means. Instead of there being nothing left, the receiver of this gift of self is now themselves a sign of the totality of that love. All mothers who wish to be true to the call of motherhood need only to look at Mary, the greatest mother of all. Mary lived out her yes throughout her entire life. Yes, Mary, the mother of Jesus, our blessed mother, is the true model of brotherhood, motherhood. My wife, Mary Beth, and I had the privilege and the joy of welcoming our third grandson, our grandchild, into the world, Everett John, on April 12th. And a mother's love was never so evident in that birthing room when we saw our daughter-in-law, Lauren, holding her newborn son for the first time. Nothing needed to be said, for the joy in that room was overwhelming. When a loved one is praised for an achievement or a milestone, we feel that that joy comes with that recognition. We proudly proclaim that he or she is my son or daughter, is my neighbor, my schoolmate, or my friend. We feel that we are a small part of that accomplishment by association. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is a natural response. But can we possibly imagine what Mary felt as she witnessed her son being lifted up into heaven? She was surrounded by his disciples and all those who had served Jesus through his public ministry. Did she say or think, "Yeah, that's my son"? I know I would have, and I imagine that most parents here would have felt the same way. Was she able to, or could she feel as if she had something, had some part in what Jesus accomplished? Yes, she could, by the love that she had for him. We should pray that the Holy Spirit will renew the hearts of all mothers so that they can live out their callings to motherhood with a deeper and more generous love with daily circumstances of their lives. We should pray that the Holy Spirit fill all women with the gift of love, that they may fully understand the true dignity as daughters of this wonderful God of love. We should pray that all husbands and children daily live out the family life with acts of respect, patience, kindness, and service to their wives and their mothers. A mother's love is truly a remarkable gift from God, and the only thing that surpasses it is God's love. A mother's love may be ignored, unappreciated, or unwanted, but it is always there. It is an essential element of herself, her inner being, and it cannot be taken away.